Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation today is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16, verses 5 through 7. Jesus said to his disciples, "But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, God helps those who help themselves. Perhaps you have heard this saying somewhere before or read it somewhere. Maybe someone you know and respect has told this to you sometime in the past. But what exactly does it mean to say, God helps those who help themselves? Well, first of all, it is a statement that deals with spiritual matters. It suggests that God will help those who work hard in their spiritual lives. Now, that might sound okay to some, but what if we make the statement negative? God does not help those who do not help themselves. The meaning becomes clear. If I don't first try to help myself, then God won't help me. Put in another way, this statement suggests that the eternal, all-powerful God needs our help. So this saying gives bad advice. End of story. But perhaps it's not so easy. Think of the Apostle Peter, who many times stood up for the faith in the most hostile circumstances. But how did Peter react when Jesus told his disciples that he would have to go away to Jerusalem and suffer and be killed? Well, Peter took him aside and he reprimanded him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you." Peter thought he knew better. He thought that he could help God. And how did Jesus respond? "Get behind me, Satan." Saul also thought that he was doing a great work and service to God by imprisoning and killing Christians. But in fact, he could have done nothing worse for God. A couple verses before today's text, Jesus told the disciples that some people would even kill the disciples, thinking that they were offering God some sort of service or good work. And this is exactly what Peter and Saul had wrong. Though they thought that they were helping and serving God, they served the devil instead. God certainly didn't need their help in those situations. In reality, they were the ones who desperately needed God's help. We likewise are in dire need of help. However, we don't often go around each day looking for help and handouts. We like to think that we've got everything under control, that we can take care of ourselves. We will get that college degree one way or another. We will be successful in the workplace. We will be able to afford the finer things in life. We will be respected in the church. We will have perfect families. And how are you going to accomplish all these good things? Well, perhaps you'll succeed because of your intellectual abilities, because of your charm, your work ethic, your good looks, your kindness and friendliness, your honesty, your strong character. But such thoughts, when it comes right down to it, would suggest that you don't really need God. Now, this conclusion may be a little extreme, but it's not entirely off the mark. The fact is, you and I can't even comprehend all the help that we get from God every single day. Physically, we wouldn't last long if God took away our oxygen, or our food, or our water. And spiritually, without the help of God, we are by nature dead, lifeless, and cold. But God has given us all the help that we needed. In the text, Jesus said, "I go away to him who sent me." Who sent him? Well, God the Father. He loved the world in this way that he gave his only begotten Son. And why was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sent? To save sinners. He came to obey the law in every detail that you and I break with every step and every breath that we take. He came to put all your sins and your burdens and your troubles on himself and to carry them to the cross. He came to die for you and for the whole world. But that is not the point that Jesus went away to his Father. No, first he had to rise from the dead to declare victory over the death, over death and the devil. Then he spent 40 days explaining to his disciples what had just happened, what he had just accomplished. But then he did go away. He ascended into heaven, where he is seated at his Father's right hand until he comes again in glory. Why did Jesus go away? Could he not have remained and continued to help his disciples understand all he had done for them? Didn't he know how sad they would be when he left them? Jesus explains, "It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." Just 10 days after Jesus ascended into heaven, he kept his promise. The book of Acts tells us that the Helper arrived with the sound of a mighty wind and empowered certain men of God to speak the good news of Jesus Christ in languages they had neither studied nor learned. From that point on, the powerful work of the Helper is evident as the church grew and the message of Jesus Christ spread to the remotest areas of the earth. Considering such results, the term helper seems somewhat insufficient. Now, this was not the kind of helper that shows up when all the hard work is done. Nor was this the kind of helper that does his share and perhaps a little more. No, this was the kind of helper who rescues the drowning man from the water, that saves those who have been buried in an avalanche, that rescues those who are about to be suffocated in a collapsed mine. This is exactly the kind of spiritual help that you and I needed. The Holy Spirit, your divine helper, pulled you out of the grave of spiritual death through the waters of baptism. There he made you alive and gave you faith and washed away your sins. But his divine interest and concern in you did not stop there. He continues to help you every day through the Word. Through the Word, the Holy Spirit reminds you of your sins. He does this so that you don't rely on yourselves or put too much stock in your plans or your future in the world. Through the Word, the Holy Spirit wants you to know Jesus and all that he has done for you. Jesus said, "It is to your advantage that I go away." We would have to agree. Because Jesus went away, we have received the help that we needed. We have been saved. Through the Word, the Helper brought us to faith in Jesus, through whom we have the forgiveness of sins, life, and heaven forever. Where can you go to continue to find help in bad and good times? Only in the Word and in the sacraments. That's where the Holy Spirit promises to be until the end of time. Thanks be to God that he doesn't need our help, that he helps those who can't help themselves. Amen.